For most of its history, AI was an unpopular academic backwater. When most people talked about it, they were referring to depictions of futuristic androids in TV or movies. All of that changed in 2012 when a small team from the University of Toronto blew away the previous gold standard for computerized image recognition. The following gold rush put AI scientists working on everything from music recommendations to ad click rates. Most of what people are referring to when they talk about AI are neural networks. Originally invented way back in the 1950s, a neural network is a computer program designed to roughly simulate a human brain. Basically, it's a big pile of mathematical operations that takes in some numbers and spits out some other numbers. What distinguishes it from a calculator is that every time it puts out an answer, it checks its solution against the real answer. If it was wrong, it updates the math pile until it's right most of the time. This technique, while simple and highly effective, requires massive amounts of computational power, which only became available recently. So, why are people so worried about a pile of math? Beyond the obvious middle school algebra phobia, neural networks can actually be pretty worrisome. They have no real understanding of meaning, and are highly efficient at what they do. For instance, let's hear what Dr. Yoshua Bengio thinks about AI compared to human children.
Even a two-year-old child is able to learn things in a way that computers are not able to do right now.
Also, they are only as good as the data they were trained on, and that can lead to some startlingly bad results. Just to give some examples, image recognition systems often don't work well on minorities, with a Google image recognition system famously misidentifying a black female employee as a gorilla. IBM's healthcare AI recommended cancer treatments that had many times the lethal dose of chemotherapy. And when these systems work well, they can be even worse. So-called deepfakes use neural networks to generate convincing audio, images, and even video of people saying and doing things that they never said or did. It's cute when you put former President Obama dancing and singing in a music video. It's terrifying when you realize that they could just as easily have made a politician say something stupid or offensive. Various militaries are also testing AI for defense, with some drones and other weapons systems approaching full autonomy. More broadly, there is also the fear of job loss, with the potential for AI to take over many human tasks, especially for repetitive tasks like sorting parts or detail-oriented tasks like classifying x-rays. Idiot savant AI systems could easily take over in the next decade or two, resulting in mass unemployment. Many economists would, of course, rebut this claim, citing the fact that previous technological revolutions always produced more jobs than they took away. However, previous revolutions never replaced mental labor, only physical. If the machines are both smarter and stronger, what's left for people? But if history tells us anything, it's that most people hate a lot of the things that they have to do. Little kids will whine about folding their laundry or tidying their room. Plenty of adults work jobs that they dislike to pay the bills, doing things that don't challenge or excite them. One of the big promises of AI is to take away the boring, repetitive work, because that's what AI is best at. If it's simple and has to be done frequently, AI may soon be the best tool for the job, no matter what that job is. Beyond that, human society generates more data than it can ever use. Imagine if every time you went to a hospital, a massive AI system tracked your treatment, linked to other AI systems across the globe. Most medicine right now is one size fits most, but the promise of AI is a doctor that could tailor itself to you perfectly and knows the latest results the instant they are published. AI may be the most powerful tool humans have ever created, and breakthroughs are happening every day. Let's hear from Dr. Bengio again on the potentials.
Think about the laws of aerodynamics, which are general enough to explain the flight of both birds and planes. Wouldn't it be amazing to discover such simple but powerful principles that would explain intelligence itself?
So, done right, AI can integrate with us, teach us, and uplift us. And the downsides, while scary, are just not preventable. The potential is too big, and the revolution is happening whether we want it or not. The only thing we can pick is the destination.